Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother James, NoParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, want to come to you today and bring this teaching, just a shorter than usual, teaching, thought, poignant idea, something for you to consider. I'm calling this one, Having Lists for Everything But Your Sin. Yeah, hey, check this out. This man calls me from out west, found our website. Him and I talked for hours and hours, and he made this comment, and it really kind of stuck with me. He said, you know, I'm trying to live holy, and I'm trying to get rid of all the sins in my life, but it's not like I have a list or anything. That really struck me, and I don't know why. Maybe the Lord put it on my heart. I said, I'm going to do a teaching on this. Why wouldn't he have a list for his sin? You know, I started thinking, our culture has all kinds of lists for important things that they do. Right? How about this? Grocery lists, to-do lists, honey-do lists, like a husband has a list from his wife, honey-do this, bucket lists, people go, I want to do this in my life before I die, they call it a bucket list, get ready for vacation list, wedding gift list, business expense list, chores for your kids list, a list for studying for tests, you know, facts and all of these things. A driving checklist for people that drive professionally, email lists, diet and calorie counting lists, your vacation time and holiday lists, sign up lists, volunteer lists. I think you get the point. The culture has all kinds of lists and things that they do that are important to them, and people list them out and take time and write them all down. What does the Word of God tell us? In the Holy Word of God, we are told to examine ourselves, 2 Corinthians 13:5, and 1 Corinthians 11:28. We're to judge ourselves, 1 Peter 4:17. We're to test all things. That would include ourselves, right? 1 Thess 5. Paul talks about working out your salvation in fear and trembling, Philippians 2. Peter says this, 2 Peter 3:14, Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. Hey, if you want to take a test and you want to get 100% on it, I guarantee you people are making lists, making sure they got all their facts right. If you're taking a long trip and you want to make sure you don't forget nothing, you make a big list. God says, be without spot and be blameless. Yet people, I don't want to make a list for my sin. How about 1 Timothy 4:16? Paul says, take heed unto thyself and unto thy doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. Yeah, that sounds pretty important, doesn't it? Keeping the doctrines of God. So people make a grocery list so they don't forget eggs or peanut butter. But you might get people that say, well, I don't really want to make a list. I don't really think this man meant anything terrible. That's not what I'm saying. I think he was just making a statement that most people would say, well, I don't write down my sins. And then I started pondering, why not would you have at least, and let me be clear, I'm not talking about a list written every sin you do. No, at least a mental note of the struggles you have and the trials you have. We'll talk about that a little bit more. Finally, Jesus says, be ye perfect. Matthew 5:48. All these verses talking about our holiness and our obedience, this is an important thing that we must do before God as fruit that we know him through the gospel and Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Question. So I have a question. Why does man and culture have a list for just about everything they value, but it's not a common thing to make at least a mental list of your weaknesses and your sins and your shortcomings and your failures before God, to then remind you daily to work on them, pray about them, flee them, leave them for God's glory? I ask that question. All these other lists are corruptible, and they mean nothing in eternity, yet that which is eternal, people will refuse to make a list or a mental note or focus on it or make it a priority. You see what I'm saying? I'm not talking about a listing all your sins one by one that you do each time. I'm talking about having a drive and a fervor and a zealousness to attack those things in your life that bring grief to the Holy Spirit, that defame our Holy Father, that nail Jesus to the cross. We'll make a list for vacation, getting ready, but we won't take stock of our lives to really be serious and get rid of our sin. Oh, I know what you're going to say. Oh, the Holy Spirit convicts us, doesn't he, and reminds us? He does. He absolutely does. But you know what? I'm out here in the streets, traveling as a van dweller, preaching Christ crucified, meeting people daily, witnessing outside religious buildings, witnessing in the streets. Let me tell you something. Hearing from people all over the world, America and the world, oh, mostly churchianity, they need a list to work on their sins, their worldliness, their carnality, their false gospels, their patriotic idolatry, their pagan holidays. They need at least a mental list to get these things done for the glory of God. I see people living in sin for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years. Doesn't seem like it was on their list, does it? No. No, not at all. If you need to have a grocery list and you need to have a list for your taxes, oh, you need to have at least a mental list of where you are in the Lord, examining yourself, figuring out, are you walking worthy of the Savior? Are you bearing fruit as one of his branches? Or are you going to be cut down and cast in the fire? Again, I want to be clear for all my enemies and detractors. I'm not saying make a list and write down every sin you do. No, but what I am saying, you better beware daily of your walk, your weaknesses, the sins that you're willfully living in, and you better be working to leave them, repent of them, and get out of them. Or per Hebrews 10, 26, 27, there is no sacrifice for your sin. This is why this is important. If you forget something from your grocery list, if you forget a little list on your working on your car maintenance, it's not that big a deal. If you overlook sins in your life and willfully trample Christ's blood, you do not want to be that on Judgment Day. So I hope and I pray that you'll take stock of yourself, look at all the lists you have in your life, at your job, at your home, wherever, your hobbies if you got them. I encourage you to get rid of your hobbies, get in the Word of God, by the way. And I hope you start to take priority over cleansing your life of sin. I can tell you this, I am not a perfect man, never claimed to be. I fear God, and I strive to be a holy, righteous man. I know my weaknesses, and I know the most common areas that I can fall into or choose to go into sin. And you know what? They are on a daily attack list. I'm weary of them. I avoid them. I guard my heart and my mind and my ways from those things. That's the only way I can walk and please my God who shed his blood for me, purchased me. I'm not my own. You're not your own. You had better take stock of yourself and examine yourself. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 11, people are dying. God is killing people. They sleep. Go look it up. It means they die because they take the Lord's Supper unworthily. That means they're living in sin. Hey, God killed Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5. They needed to take stock of their life, didn't they? Peter says this, 1 Peter 4:8. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Did you hear that? The righteous are scarcely saved. Who's the weak one in this covenant? There's a blood covenant between Jesus Christ, whose work is finished perfectly, and you and I. Who's the weak link in that covenant? Christ or us? It's us. All right? It's us. And that weak link is what we need to take stock of, what we need to, if you have to, make a list of, and be ready to walk in holiness and purity. The Bible says, without holiness, you will not see God. Hebrews 12. So why isn't it important to at least make mental notes daily of the sin you keep, willful, walk in, you're weak at, you're practicing? And why is it important to be striving and leaving it for God's glory? Last thing, Jesus said, pluck it out, cut it out, get rid of it. That sounds pretty serious to me. I hope that makes your list. Examine yourself, saints. Let me know I can help you in the faith. Just some thoughts for you today. Your life is organized with a bunch of lists, so nothing wrong with that. You better be serious about how you're living your life according to your faith in Christ. God will not be mocked. Hey, till next time, I love you all. Go out and have a glorious day. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. May God be praised.